I'm Jane Silber. I'm COO of Canonical, which is the company which sponsors the Ubuntu project.
Now, tell me, for those that aren't familiar with Ubuntu, I know it has to do with Linux, because it says so right behind you, Ubuntu, Linux for human beings. What is Ubuntu, and how did it come out of the Linux world?
Ubuntu is a version of Linux. It provides a desktop operating system and as well as a server edition. Ubuntu is a free and open source project. All the software we distribute is free and open source. We derive from the Debian project, which is a long-established, well-known version of Linux. And we focus on providing a crisp, clean, clutter-free desktop environment that works out of the box for most people.
Now, the name sounds vaguely African. I understand it has its roots in South Africa. And what does the word mean?
Correct. Ubuntu is an African word, which means shared humanity. It means I am who I am because of my relationship with you and others, and you are who you are because of your relationship with others. It has very strong connotations of collaboration and community, things which are very important in the open source world and in the Ubuntu project in general.
Now, how does a company like Canonical relate to open source software like Ubuntu, and why that relationship?
Canonical is a for-profit company, and we sponsor the Ubuntu project as a free community project. So we give Ubuntu away, where our commitment is that Ubuntu will always be free software. As a business, Canonical makes money by providing support and commercial services for Ubuntu. We're not the only ones that do that. We're happy for other companies to provide support for Ubuntu as well, and we'll list those companies on our website. We, as a company, Canonical, has employees that work on the core development of the system, but we also have a vast number of volunteers across the open source community who contribute code and documentation and artwork and help in advocating Ubuntu and open source in conferences like this. So it's a very open, collaborative project, which has room for pretty much anybody to participate. We believe that open source, particularly at the operating system and core application level, is the way the software industry is going. We think it's the right thing to do. We think it's a strong technical offering. We think there are good social, philosophical, and business reasons for using open source. And it is what we've chosen to build our company around. We believe in the concept of open source, and we are an open source company. Other people contribute for a variety of reasons. They contribute because it's nice to be able to contribute to something that you own. There's freedom involved in that. There is a high level of quality and technical excellence in the open source community that attracts a lot of the developers. The ability to participate in your technical world, which is such an important piece in people's lives these days. Computers are how we interact with our families and friends. And to be able to be part of that social environment, it's a very interesting new social dynamic that's developing. And it pulls in and attracts best people from all over the world for both technical reasons and social reasons.
It's been fascinating, I think, to see the different sorts of collaborations that are happening now between enterprise and open source. I mean, a couple of those were announced today. ZenSource recently had this announcement of its collaboration with IBM. HP is here. Some not small names are here. Unisys, APC. A lot of folks are here, and it's here, driven by the lure of open source.
Right. Yeah. This entire conference is a huge conference and a full of primarily commercial companies interested in the opportunities, the economic opportunities that open source brings. In the corner back there, there's the .org village, which is community projects. And they are such an integral part of the open source landscape. The rest of us wouldn't be here without the community and the community contributions. Open source comes from the community and this vast number of people out there participating in projects.
I mean, what happens to a legacy software company?
I think there's room in the industry for proprietary software. I think business models of some companies may have to change as there's economic pressure and technical pressure from open source solutions. But I think we're starting to see a number of really interesting sort of hybrid models and places where companies can make money and survive and thrive in an open source world. It isn't just a division between you're an open source community project or you're a for-profit company. The lines are blurred. Canonical and Ubuntu, to some degree, are an example of that, although we keep the two very separate. Ubuntu as a project is 100% free and driven by and survives by community contributions and upstream contributions. And so in the future, I think it's more and more open source everywhere.
And if folks would like to find out a little bit more about Ubuntu or maybe even interested in checking out developer tools, where can they go?
Ubuntu.com is the best place to start. There's a participate page on there, and there's room in the community and in the project for people of all sorts of skills, absolutely for developers, but also for artists and documenters and people who want to help spread the word. It's a wide-ranging community with a number of opportunities for participation, and we'd love to have your listeners join us.
Can you spell Ubuntu for us?
U-B-U-N-T-U.
And it's Ubuntu.com or .org?
Ubuntu.com.
I've been speaking with Jane Silber, who is the COO of Canonical, based out of London, but here speaking with us at Linux World 2006 and the expo here at Moscone Center in San Francisco. This is PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson.